Well, dear friends, here is a very practical chapter. But ultimately, if you want to summarize this chapter, it is about what does the gospel of Jesus Christ do in a person's heart, and then how that demonstrates itself, our response to this wonderful work of grace. And if you have received forgiveness from God, would you not want to forgive others? If you, God has loved you without you actually deserving it, should you not love others? If God gave his son, Jesus Christ, into this world for us, he gave everything for us, then should we not, as the apostle mentions here, to give even our bodies as living sacrifices daily? We are dying to self and living to Jesus Christ. Isn't that true? This is what the apostle is saying here, and he's beseeching. He says, I'm begging you. Here are these Romans. This is an early church. And do you see, the apostle Paul had to beg them. He had to beseech them that they would live their life for God. Dear friends, what a wonderful truth this is about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It means that we are receiving God's grace, and these gifts of grace that are displayed here, and in verses 3-8, you have these gifts, you have these blessings, and he goes on to say, these are the marks. Let love be without dissimulation. Let your love be without any kind of hypocrisy, showmanship. Let it be displayed in sincerity, in truth. And he goes on to say, how does that show itself? Do you love people who love you? Do you not love people who are your enemies? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, love your enemies. How do you treat people who have mistreated you, misunderstood you, have not done the things that you expected of them? Here, the Lord says, if you're a Christian, your life ought to be different. You ought to live a life that is contrary to how the world lives. You want to receive love, but do you give love? There's so many things here described, and it would do us good if we were to study this, this chapter verse by verse and line by line and word by word, prayerfully, that the Lord would use it in our own lives. And dear non-Christians, those of you who are yet outside, you would see yourself as outside of the Christian faith. Do you see how the gospel of Jesus Christ transforms people? And how Christians are also responsible to live a life that is godly. We're not set free to live as we like. We are set free from the bondage of sin so that we might follow the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, if you love me, do my commandments. But this love, this response of love in you, if you are a Christian, is because you have been first loved by the grace of God. Well, we must leave it there and trust that the Lord would bless his word to us. Let us all seek God's face in prayer.